Call to order the meeting of the Riel Community Committee. My name is Brian Mays. I'm the councillor for St. Vital. I'm joined tonight by Dan Vandal, councillor for St. Boniface, and Justin Swandell, councillor for St. Norbert Ward. We have a number of matters to consider related to grant funding. At 5 o'clock, we will begin the public hearing portion of the proceedings. So there may be a break between the two sections. Also joined by staff, Rob Kostiak from our Planning Department, Visa Hutter from the Clerk's Office, and Rochelle Vare from the Clerk's Office. As always at this committee, if you wish to address the councillors in French, you may. We have simultaneous translation, I believe. Do we tonight? Okay. Normally we're in a different room. We'll just have to...
I'll have to sit with whoever wants to be interpreted.
There we go. We've managed before. We've got some good bilinguals here.
Yeah, absolutely.
I can keep up for the most part. So
yeah, you have probably about. Yeah. Well,
I'll move the minutes, councillor. The meeting held on December 3rd, 2012, be taken as read and confirmed.
All those in favor? Contrary, carried.
Also, that the minutes of the residents advisory group meeting held on January 10th be received as information.
All those in favor? Contrary, carried. So we'll turn to the reports. Number one is applications for citizen appointments to St. Boniface Library Advisory Committee.
We had one.
So we have one to appoint today, and that is, the applicant is Jennifer Bevan.
How many do we need?
Six.
There's one vacancy, I think.
Oh, one vacancy. And have others seen this?
You'll move
acceptance then? Move by Councilor Vandal. All those in favor? Contrary. That's carried. Number two is per capita grant, St. Boniface Ward.
I'll move $50 for this to help defray costs of fundraising.
All those in favor? Contrary. That's carried. Number three, also from St. Boniface Ward, the Chevalier de Colombe.
$500 for Chevalier de Colombe.
All right. All those in favor?
Aye.
Contrary. Carried. I'm trying to check what date that was.
Move $100 for Conseil Saint-Martin.
All those in favor? Contrary? Carried. Staying with our St. Boniface theme. Number five is Ecole Henri Bergeron.
I'll move $150 for Ecole Henri Bergeron.
All those in favor? Contrary? Carried. If one of the other councillors can take the chair.
Go ahead, Dan.
I'll take the chair.
I'll move, being slightly less generous than Councillor Vandal, I'll move $1,250 for La Liberté's 100th anniversary celebrations.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Carried.
Thank you.
Does this mean I'm off the hook now for my set?
Leave that to your staff. Back to number seven is St. Norbert Ward, St. Norbert Community Center.
Yeah, this is just an amendment of the application. It's the same amount of money. Oh, no, this is the St. Norbert Community Center, not the,
the
Community
snack.
Incentive
yeah.
Grant. This is the per capita grant. Yeah, I'll move the $500 for the Heritage Day celebration.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Contrary, carried. Number eight is, I think, not directed to any particular ward.
I actually think I'm responsible for this being here. It's the Pilot French Language Community Filmmaking Workshop. I'll move $150 for this.
Good.
I'll contribute $150 as well.
If you're going to show me up like that, I'll have to contribute $150 then.
There you
go. And all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Contrary, that's carried. Community Incentive Grant, Chinese Dramatic Society. No particular ward identified there. I was going to speak to this. I don't know if others wish to first.
Yeah, if you have more information, Brian, it would be helpful if you...
I met with these folks at their annual dinner. They had purchased a building for the first time. So I talked to them at the dinner and indicated I would support them for $5,000. I don't have a whole lot more.
Have they been to another community committee yet? Here's the trouble with these applications is I think we're the only community committee left that'll hear applications for projects outside of our community group, community committee area. So the only people that will actually get this application unless it's specifically requested are us and the area that it lays in. So they're asking for $50,000. So I don't have a problem contributing something here. It's the Chinese Dramatic Society. The Chinese people live all over the city, and I certainly have a large contingent of people living in the around the University of Manitoba.
Yeah.
I would certainly contribute $5,000 as well. I don't know how much good it is if nobody else is going to be doing it though, going down the road.
I mean, I think the building is at Elgin. Where is the building's right downtown? Okay.
216 Logan.
Thank you.
Okay.
219.
So do we need, Madam Clerk, do we need two separate, or we both? We just make a motion saying 5,000 from St. Patel and 5,000 from St. Norbert?
Correct.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Contrary, carried. And making the same point, perhaps, that Councillor Swindell just made, this is an application number 10 from... Punjab Center. We have some folks from the center here with us tonight. This is located, I believe, in, well, I don't believe it. This is located in Councillor Fielding's ward.
Yeah.
The ask is for $225,000. Okay.
That seems to be about, if you break it down on a per ward basis, about $15,000 per ward. I think Councillor Fielding was quite generous, and some of the other that entire community committee were able to contribute $90,000. I think. I would put forward $25,000. I want to make sure that we're using the oldest money that we have, the community incentive grant money. Like, I know there's new monies coming, but I've got stuff still sitting there from 2010, I think. So I want to make sure with these approvals, including the last one, that we're using the oldest money, so we don't, that we're cleaning those accounts up, so they're not sitting like we haven't spent that money before.
Okay.
So I would move $25,000 from the St. Norbert Ward allocation.
And I would move. Here's my problem with this: is that I have more asks than I have money, even from my own ward. But I think this is obviously a very worthwhile project, and I want to support it. And I wish I could support it to the extent of my friend to the left, Councillor Swindell, but I don't have that sort of money. So I'm going to move $10,000 from my ward allowance towards the this Manitoba Sea Cultural and Senior Center.
And I'll move $20,000 from St. Patel allowance. So we're over the $15,000 on average.
Yeah, we're good.
So
25,
yeah.
35, 55. Okay. We're leaders in this one. We'll see what happens with the other community committees, but very generous from this group.
Yes. All right. So you've got that, Madam Clerk. Can you run that back? 25 from St. Norbert.
25,000 from St. Norbert. 10,000 from St. Boniface, and 20,000 from St.
Yes. Cup. Thank you. All right. All those in favor?
Aye.
Contrary, carried. We've. Is this number 11 is number 11 is St. Norbert Ward? Is this the other lawn bowling club, or is this still the one
I have no idea.
This is the one we've seen before.
This is the same one that I keep laying over because we don't have the solid plans of what's happening on site. So I don't want these guys building a garage until we know what's happening with this field house, the bigger picture. It's only so long we can keep your hands tied. The recommendation here is that it's subject to the approval of final plans and specifications for the project by the City of Winnipeg. So maybe Councillor Bays, you and I can have a chat about this before our next community committee meeting, and we'll figure out what to do, and we'll just make a decision and get it done.
Sounds good.
Okay, so I'll move layover one more. I want to have a chat with the planning.
Vote on that. All those in favor?
Aye.
Contrary? That's carried. The next one is, I think, the St. Orbit Arts Center, Community Incentive.
This is the one that I got. I'll just move that this be received as information. That's all that this is asking for from the administration, just that the scope of work has been revised, so I receive it as information, so I'll move that.
Okay.
All right.
All those in favor, contrary, carried. Thank you. The next one is mine. Councilor Vandell, can you take the chair?
Yeah.
I'm going to leave that over because I think we have funding for this from the BCI program, so let's just lay that over until I have that confirmed.
So lay it over for a month, 2 months?
2 months.
Lay it over for 2 months. All in favor?
Aye.
Contrary, carried. Let's lay this one over for a couple of months as well.
This is the familiar green fee, green rebuild item. So you're moving to?
2 months.
Well, not in any hurry to get started, I'm sure.
No, we're working on a bigger plan.
Very good. All those in favor? All those in favor? Contrary, that's carried. Do we have anything else on the land dedication or?
Should I
be adding that at the end?
At the end.
Sorry, my mistake. On to plan approvals then. It's my part of St. St. Mary's gets tricky street. Councilor Vandell, if you could take the chair. I will move concurrence with the public service recommendations.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Contrary? Carried.
I'll move on item 16 that the plan is recommended be approved as submitted.
And you've... all those in favor?
Aye.
Contrary, gets carried.
17 and 18 require a variance, so at today's hearing.
Okay.
Item 17 and 18.
Okay. So we can carry them over to last.
We can lay this over. So I'll move 17 and 18.
For after.
Be laid over until after the variance application.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Stood down.
You do that very.
Yeah, it's tonight's hearing. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
I think I have one per capita to add, and I believe Councilor Vandell had something.
Yeah, I have one. Want me to go? I have two of them, actually.
Go for it.
First of all, I'd like to move, I received an application from Road to Gold. That's a program by the Winnipeg Métis Association for amateur boxing night. I'd like to move $150 towards this this evening.
I would match that as well.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Contrary? Carried.
And I have an application for land dedication reserve from the Southdale Rec Association. I'd like to move $130,000 from land dedication reserve to the Southdale Recreation Association.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Contrary, carried. And I think we're to get a report at some point from staff on land dedication reserve and how much we have in land dedication.
Has that land dedication application been through administration yet? Is it subject to approval?
It did a year ago or 2 years ago, but it's the same project, and it's simply in the past, and I've checked it out with Richard. If they've already got an application, we can just add on to it. And it's got a favorable recommendation from the administration.
Okay, thank you.
We did get a report, I believe, though I must admit it was a little cryptic in parts. The Council of Vanilla, I read it two different ways. So...
Are you talking about the land dedication funds?
I am talking about the land dedication
fund. Is that what you mean? Yes.
Yes.
You have received it as of November 2012.
Yeah.
But I believe you require further clarification on that, and I will get back to you guys on the final
plan. My understanding was that there was roughly $650,000 left, but I wasn't sure if some of that had been earmarked. Okay, that's an unallocated.
There could be more money than that because sometimes there's money allocated to projects that don't get spent. And that's a moving target all the time.
Yeah.
Within 2 months.
I'll
try to get you something more definitive than next week.
Okay.
Yeah, I just wasn't clear on if that was earmarked or allocated or where we were. But that's great. Thank you.
Okay.
Unless there are further items.
I have one last item.
Sorry.
Over Christmas, the group got together and did a Christmas block party. You want to give them $134.35 to offset expenses related to that little Christmas block party.
So
Sounds good.
And the applications are, and Visa, I know, has the, do you have that?
Oh, yes, I do. And there's also one more from Acadia Junior High.
Which one?
I haven't done mine yet.
Oh, is that good? Acadia Junior High.
Yep.
Noted from Fort Richmond Midwinter Festival. They're asking for $350. All those forms.
I'll move that $350.
So we will approve both those, and I don't think we, so all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And I had one for $300 for the Windsor Community Club rental of a bouncer for their winter
carnival.
Same as last year.
Thank you, Chair.
Probably should have handed the chair off to Dan before that.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Contrary? Carried.
Is that?
I think that concludes our business, but we can't close because we've got to open it back up for the one plan approval.
And I'll just confirm that all respective councillors are suspending the rules to hear their new items.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We always do.
I know you do. I got to just confirm.
Thank you for confirming that confirmation.
We have five.
Yeah.
So are we?
What a masterful clerk meeting.
So we're.